Hey guys, it's the 11th of June, and on this Thursday, we are finishing out Galatians, so we will be in Galatians 6.
And I want to point out a few things that Paul says here in his final words in the 6th chapter. He is talking about how we are to act. What do people who have the fruit of the Spirit in their lives do? Verse 2. We carry each other's burdens. Man, thinking about carrying, have you ever helped somebody move? Or have you ever moved? And think about that. Now, most people, my wife is one of the only people I've ever known that would look at you and say, I really enjoy moving. I enjoy moving people. I enjoy helping people move. I got to tell you this, I dread it. I help people all the time move, but it's not something I enjoy. It's hard work. And oftentimes, it's heavy and it's burdensome. Verse 2, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. It is so important that when others are struggling, when they're lifting heavy loads in their life, that we step in and we show goodness and kindness, and we help them carry their burdens. Verse 7, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. And here is a principle in the Bible that you have heard. Maybe you didn't know it was in the Bible, but this is biblical. Just like the golden rule is in the Bible. He says, don't be mistaken. A man reaps what he sows. We reap what we sow. We get out what we put in life when it comes to helping others. If you think about reaping and sowing, planting, and then seeing what the results are, I bet nobody here can plant dandelion seeds and go back in a month and your lawn will be full of Kentucky bluegrass, because you reap what you sow. This is a spiritual truth that if all Christians would remember, that God never fails to repay us for the good that we do to others, for carrying each other's burdens. Verse 9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So whether we're the one suffering, don't give up. You'll reap a harvest. If you're the one helping and carrying the burdens of others, don't weary in doing good. Let me ask you a tough question. How good are you at practicing carrying others' burdens? When you think about burdens, do you automatically think about your life? Or do you automatically think of others who are burdened? I can tell you that for me, when I am burdened and when things are not going well and when I have hurt and pain, emotional pain in my life, nothing is a better cure for pain in my life than helping somebody else with their pain. Let's remember that we're not to be weary in doing good to others. And he even says here, especially those who belong to the family of believers. That's a beautiful thing about the church, is we carry each other's burdens. Whose burden can you help carry today? Be back with you tomorrow.